Well, if you tried to rent a car this summer here in the U.S., especially near a popular tourist destination, you probably know there's been a real shortage of them, and rentals are also much more expensive than last year. Here's why. During the pandemic, rentals dropped way off, and companies sold a lot of those unused cars. Now demand is back, but rental companies can't buy enough cars because of the shortage of microchips. And that's created an opportunity for people renting out their own personal cars. Erica Zurich reports from outside Glacier National Park in Montana.
The rental car shortage hit at the same time tourism here is surging. Glacier National Park visitation is up 22% over 2019. Amanda Caldwell, a manager for Hertz and Thrifty at the airport, advises people flying in.
If they just show up without calling in advance, it is unlikely that we'll be able to accommodate.
Lenny Kolbaki, an engineer visiting from Pittsburgh, says he called in advance, like months in advance.
There was really no place to rent a traditional, conventional rental car.
Luckily for Kolbaki, a retired car salesman named Wayne Grilly, who lives near Glacier, heard about an app called Turo, which is like Airbnb, but for cars. The local Chamber of Commerce was encouraging people to try it out. Grilly was already renting out his 2012 Acura MDX to tourists before the pandemic hit.
It keeps me busy. I make a little money at it. I'm a people person, and so I'm around people every day. It fits me.
It worked so well that he bought two more cars, and now he's on his way to the airport to meet Kolbaki, the engineer from Pittsburgh.
So the car's ready to go now, and now we're going to go out to the airport.
Pretty soon, he's in the airport's unpaved cell phone parking lot in a newer 2017 Acura MDX.
Yep, this is him. That's really good timing. We just pulled up.
Perfect. We just got off the plane.
I'll meet you at door number 5. You're going to go towards baggage claim.
Entrepreneurial encounters like this one have been happening in parking lots across the country this summer, but may not be as common in the future. Michael Taylor, with the market research company J.D. Power, says the imbalance between traditional rental car companies and car manufacturers is starting to clear up.
I think by next year, we'll probably have regressed to the mean, that they'll right-size their fleets, but it's going to take them several months to do it. So in the meantime, someone is picking up the slack, whether that be Turo or U-Haul.
And guys like Wayne Grilly are happy to ride this unexpected pandemic-related side hustle as long as it lasts.
Am I in the right place at the right time? I think I am for this year. Will that be the same next year? I don't know. I'll make twice as much money as I did last year.
Turo has over 11 million members on its app and says hosts can't add vehicles fast enough to meet demand. That's good news for visitors heading to Glacier National Park and other vacation hotspots around the country. For NPR News, I'm Erica Zurich in Kalispell, Montana.